The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food with your host, Lori Hibbard. Despite the vast amount of information about food and nutrition available, we continue to get sicker and fatter than we've ever been. Nutritional wellness starts with food, but we cover so much more. Now, here is Lori Hibbard.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food. I'm your host, holistic nutritionist Lori Hibbard. In its simplest terms, nutritional wellness refers to the state of health, balance, and resiliency that is achieved through food. You are what you eat. So if you're eating well, you should be feeling well, right? Not necessarily. Our food gives us the energy, vitality, and health we require to do all the things we do, both consciously and unconsciously on a daily basis. Of course, we get sick, injured, and run down. But if we're healthy, we should be able to bounce back because our bodies are designed to be in balance, which we also call homeostasis. Unfortunately, that's not what happens. For instance, you may be surprised to learn you've developed food allergies or that your weight has crept up by 15 pounds since your last checkup. You may be dismayed to hear you have high blood pressure or are considered pre-diabetic. You're shocked when you discover you developed an autoimmune disease or cardiovascular disease. And of course, you're devastated when you receive a diagnosis of cancer. You're eating well and you're living well, or so you think. So how does this happen to healthy people? Over the years of teaching, observing, and counseling the principles of holistic nutrition, I've come to believe that what we eat is only a small part of what I refer to as nutritional wellness. Our bodies are complex systems, and as with any other system, there are many things that can go wrong, which can impact our health. They can be caused by internal and external forces, some of which are within our control, some of which are not. There are yet other forces we can learn to recognize and control, and when we do, we can help our bodies return to a state of healthy balance. The focus of this show is sharing information and raising awareness about your own body and the forces that affect your nutritional wellness, because what you are is so much more than what you eat. Our show this week is entitled Healing Breast Cancer Naturally. Perhaps the four scariest words a woman can hear in her life are, "You have breast cancer." In Canada, a woman's lifetime risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer is 1 in 9. Often it strikes women who have no obvious risk factors, who are doing everything right. And this is exactly what happened to my guest, who spent her entire career in the wellness industry and yet developed breast cancer herself. Through her research and experiences, she has conquered her cancer naturally and is now devoted to educating women about prevention and early detection and supporting others through their own healing journeys. This disease isn't a total mystery, although myths and half-truths abound. What we do know is that cancer cannot grow in a healthy body, which begs the question, who among us is truly healthy and therefore safe? An obvious follow-up question is, what can we do to become healthier and protect ourselves? There are known risk factors, but several of them are insidious. They're almost inescapable. So can we really protect ourselves, or is this just a crapshoot? Early detection of breast cancer is another thorny issue, as are the many options for treatment. And of course, the big question is, can it really be healed? Dr. Véronique Desaulniers, better known as Dr. V, has taken a unique approach to her successful wellness practice that started in 1979. She has undertaken extensive studies in various fields of energy medicine, specializing in chiropractic, bioenergetics, meridian stress analysis, homeopathy, and digital thermography. After 30 years in active practice, she decided to retire and devote her time to sharing her personal non-toxic healing journey with breast cancer, which has culminated in her step-by-step trademark coaching program, The Seven Essentials. Dr. V is a best-selling author of a number one best-selling book on Amazon, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. Her personal healing journey and coaching have touched the lives of thousands of women around the globe. Dr. V, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lori. I appreciate the introduction, and you've made some wonderful comments about health and nutrition that I really appreciated. So thanks for having me and sharing my message of hope.
All right. Well, can you tell us about your journey? You thought you were doing everything right. So what happened to you, and why do you think you developed cancer?
That's a very good question. I was Dr. V, you know, super doc that was helping people literally from all over North America. People were coming to my clinic because I was teaching very powerful principles about the laws of nature, the laws of the universe, and implementing things like naturopathy, homeopathy, bioenergetic testing. And I was seeing diseases turn around, everything from cancer to rheumatoid arthritis to MS, and was seeing amazing, amazing results. And then one fateful morning in 2004, as I'm rushing to get to the office, jump in the shower, and I felt that dreaded lump in my left breast. And I innately knew that it was not a healthy lump. It was not a benign lump. So as I journeyed through that situation, I had to ask myself some very serious questions. I did a lot of introspective searching and healing and did a lot more research. And I came to realize that there were certain pieces of the puzzle that I had been missing. I mean, I thought I was doing everything right, like you mentioned. I mean, I ate organic before organic was in style, breastfed my children, had home births, was under chiropractic care, I exercised, I took herbs and supplements, but yet there, you know, this happened to me. And so it was a big aha moment. And so as I was going through my journey, I did a lot of research, and I came up with a step-by-step guide that would really help remove the mysticism and the questions and the confusion and the overwhelm when it comes to healing your body.
So to get back to the question of why do you think you developed cancer, because I mean, that's a chapter in your book that you talk about. And I think that's what women want to know is not even just so much esoterically, why me, but what are the things that cause cancer? Where does this come from?
So for me in particular, personally, there were specific issues such as I discovered that I had a methylation issue, which basically means that there's almost a genetic defect that prevents your body from breaking down specific things such as hormones, and it allows the more aggressive hormones to keep circulating in the body. So methylation was an issue. I was very iodine deficient. I had a cavitation. Now, cavitation is basically the result of a tooth being extracted and the extraction not being cleaned out properly. The dentist left some soft tissues and some ligaments in the hole, which results in an infection in the bone, which releases a lot of toxic bacteria and toxins into the system. So I discovered cavitations. I knew about removing the heavy metals, but I missed the cavitation part. And then lastly, there was the emotional, well, actually there was two others. The emotional component was a huge component for me. I thought I had done enough counseling and, you know, healing over the years, but realized that there were still some things that I had to address that I had not. And so working on the emotional aspect, and then also I discovered electropollution. I didn't realize what a pervasive problem it was and how it affects people, but women especially, how it affects the breast tissue, the thyroid, affects our melatonin production. And I discovered I was very electrosensitive to my computers, my cell phones, the Wi-Fi in our home, etc.
Are some people more susceptible to the electromagnetic radiation? And can we test for that? I mean, how would anyone know?
I think everyone on the planet who's subjected to EMFs are electrosensitive. I don't know that there's some more than others. I think it may affect our bodies in different ways, but we live in a soup of electropollution, and we'll, you know, we can talk about that shortly, but there's scientific evidence. One of the reports that I often refer to is the bioinitiativereport.org. It's a group of scientists, independent scientists from all over the world that looked at the data over the last 10 years, and their conclusion was that EMFs from our electrical devices, from our cell phones, cell towers, Wi-Fis, etc., give off radiation that weaken our immune system, that cause cancer, that affect our brain function, affect our sleep patterns, etc. So it's a definite problem.
Another thing that I want to touch on is when you said that you developed a bump yourself, and or that you noticed it yourself, and you innately knew that it wasn't good. Interestingly, the people I know who have had breast cancer have discovered it themselves, you know, despite all the things, going for regular mammograms and so forth, and doing regular monthly breast checkups on themselves. But it's interesting that all these women innately knew that something was amiss.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because there was a 25-year study done in Canada that conclusively showed that mammograms have not reduced breast cancer mortality rate, and B, they are just as effective as a self breast exam. So the chances of you finding your own lump or bump are just as good, if not better, than finding it through a mammogram.
And I think that's part of getting to know your body and listening to your body. And I know women are, you know, a lot of us don't even look in the mirror at ourselves naked. We just don't want to do that, you know, let alone doing self-examinations. But, you know, part of my message to people is just listen to your body, become very familiar, and think about what's happening, you know, the way you react to things. And even like this morning, I was getting frustrated for various reasons over something, and I had to stop and ask myself, "What is it? What is bothering you about this?" And it's just becoming more self-aware.
Absolutely, that's a big step in the healing journey.
So let me ask you this question: why are you so passionate about sharing this message of hope to women around the world?
Oh, wow. It did. It was something that was ignited in me as a young child, actually. I was 16 years old when I sat in a room listening to my chiropractor speak about health and wellness and natural foods. And it was just one of those light bulb moments. I knew that this is what I wanted to do. Fast forward, you know, after I graduated as a chiropractor, I was in practice doing very well. And then my father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 1983, and he was basically sent home to die, given no hope, and basically told to go get your, go arrange your affairs, and, you'll probably die in 2 months, which he did in 6 weeks. And I remember during that time, you know, asking the doctors, I mean, surely there's something that could be done. You know, even give him hope. Tell him he'll live for 6 months. You know, don't tell him 6 weeks or 2 months. Mm-hmm. But they had nothing to offer. So I took it upon myself to start doing some research. You know, 1983, no internet, went to the library, did research, called a few cancer clinics. Back then, they were few and far between. And I was realizing that, yes, there could have been something that could have been done for my father, but unfortunately for him, it was too late. So that really lit a fire in me. I just felt like I needed to let the world know that, yes, there was hope for cancer and other autoimmune diseases. And so as I incorporated those things in my practice, as I mentioned, saw amazing results. And then when I went through my healing journey, I felt frustrated. I felt confused and overwhelmed. And I'd been in the wellness industry for 25 years at the time. So I said, you know, women need to know that there's a way that they can overcome this, because, I mean, I know what I felt. So I can relate to how women feel when they're diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, unfortunately, so many of them die the day they're diagnosed with breast cancer, because they're given, you know, Dr. Doom and Gloom, mm-hmm. Are giving him no hope. And, you know, I mean, I had a client was told just the other day, she was told that by her doctor, oncologist, that she was going to die a very slow and painful death. Oh. I'm like, why would you tell somebody that? I mean, it's just beyond me. So it's those sorts of things that really light my fire, and it just makes me want to reach out to more and more women and get this message of hope out to, you know, millions and millions of women across the world.
That is amazing, and I do appreciate your work too. We're going to take our first commercial break right now. You are listening to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food with my guest today, Dr. V.
life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you or someone you love struggle with Alzheimer's disease or some other disorder? Many times, there is not an adequate support forum where you can learn from and discuss topics from top guest experts. Tune in to Neuromatters, The Brink of Alzheimer's with Dr. Sam Brinkman. Although thought of as a disease that affects only older individuals, increasingly, symptoms are being found in people who are in their 40s and 50s. Get the answers. Neuromatters airs live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness. You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
You are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune in to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations with world-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food. Lori would love to hear your questions and comments regarding the show. Please send your emails to info@lightenupwithlori.com. That's info@lightenupwithlori.com. Once again, here's Lori Hibbard.
Welcome back to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Today's topic is healing breast cancer naturally, and my guest is Dr. Véronique Desaulniers. Dr. V, let's talk about the myths about breast cancer that keep women in fear. Can you outline a few of them?
Absolutely, and I'll start with my favorite. The first thing you need to know is that your hormones do not cause cancer. When women are diagnosed with breast cancer, they're often told if it's estrogen, progesterone positive. And the philosophy of the medical system is that if you have estrogen-driven or progesterone-driven cancers, that you must suppress the hormone production in your body. However, if that were the case, every 20-year-old on the planet would be raging with cancer, because that's when, you know, our hormones really start pumping and secreting. So what you have to understand, it's not your hormones that drive the cancer, but it is what we call xenohormones, or false hormones, or chemical hormones. Now, where do you get those? You get those from the environment and chemicals such as pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, antiperspirants. Aluminum is classified as a metalloestrogen, and it can mimic and drive estrogen cancers. You get them from your fillings in your teeth. Mercury in the amalgams is also classified as a metalloestrogen. Plastics, when you drink water out of a plastic bottle, the BPA is released, and that's also an estrogen mimicker and affects, you know, the whole estrogen cycle. So there's an overload of these false hormones that we're getting from our environment. And then secondly, if there's an issue with improper metabolism of the hormones, because your hormones are broken down and methylated through certain chemical pathways in the body. But if your liver, for example, is toxic and it's not breaking down things properly through phase one and phase two of detoxification, then you're going to end up with an excessive amount of aggressive estrogens and hormones in the body. So that is what drives the cancer. solution by mainstream medicine is to recommend medications that are what we call aromatase inhibitors or things like tamoxifen. These drugs are extremely toxic, and of course they don't tell you that tamoxifen, for example, is classified as a human carcinogen by the American Cancer Society and the World Health Organization. So in other words, the very drugs that they give you to stop producing your hormones has side effects such as uterine cancer, stomach cancer, colon cancer, fatty liver, impaired memories, headaches, etc. So your hormones are necessary for longevity and for your immune system and for vibrant health.
So that the tamoxifen actually affects, it stops the production of hormones, is that correct? And is it targeted to specific hormones, or how does that work? I know this is getting a little, technical, but people hear about tamoxifen, but they don't understand what it is and how it works.
Right. So tamoxifen specifically targets estrogen. It inhibits the breakdown of other hormones that may inevitably produce estrogen in the body. And I've had doctors go as far as to recommend total hysterectomies for women so that they don't produce any hormones in their body. But again, your hormones do not cause cancer.
So that's an example of an extreme solution to something that there are other much more natural ways to deal with it. And, people hear about detoxifying all the time. Well, here is one example of why it's important to detoxify on a regular basis and look after your liver. But people don't look after their livers because it's not something they can see, and it's not something that it can feel the effects of if your liver is overloaded. So, very important step to take.
That's very true. The liver is one of the largest organs of detoxification. And we can't live in a bubble. Even if we try to eat organically, we're going to have jet fuels, possibly on our organic food. I mean, it's just the reality of the world that we live in. But, there's definitely specific steps that you can take to detoxify.
Okay, so let's talk about the myth of you not having any control over breast cancer. People hear that too.
That's a good one. The big myth is that you've inherited breast cancer and you have absolutely no control over your genes and your outcome. You're destined. But what we know now with the science of epigenetics and nutrigenomics, we know that our DNA is not your destiny. Now, epigenetics is basically the science of watching gene expression change as a result of nutrigenomics, and specific food substances. Time magazine came out with that article a couple of years ago, front cover, DNA is not your destiny. Scientists are realizing how much of a measure of control we do have on our health. There are literal switches on your genes that can be turned off or can be turned on with your food, with chemicals you're exposed to, with your stress, even your sleep. Lack of sleep will actually turn off your cancer protective genes, while things like curcumin, sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts will actually turn on the cancer protective genes and the detoxifying genes in your body.
Okay, so that leads into the next question about prevention or reduction of risk of becoming struck with breast cancer. What are some things that we can do? Because as I mentioned, there are known risk factors, so there are some things that we can do.
Well, when it comes to supplementation, vitamin D is one of the simplest things that you can do. Taking a very good vitamin D supplement that is balanced with K1 and K2. First of all, have your doctor test your vitamin D levels. And I don't know the equivalent in Canadian terms, but you want your levels to be between 80 and 100 ng per ml. Mm-hmm. In just doing that, it decreases your breast cancer risk by like 83%. So So very, very important little thing that you can do. Having your iodine levels tested. Iodine is extremely important when it comes to preventing and healing breast cancer. We're exposed to what we call halides, which are things like fluoride, chloride, and bromide. Bromide is a flame retardant. It's used in flame retardants. It's in our electronics. It's in our cars. It's in our furniture, our mattresses, everywhere. And those halides actually compete with iodine in the body and kick iodine out of your body, if you even have any. But most people are deficient of it, so there's often very little iodine. So there's a test that you can do. You can find that on my website, breastcancerconqueror.com. It's an iodine test, 24-hour loading test, which basically you do in the privacy of your home, and you'll find out how deficient you actually are with iodine, and then you know how to supplement accordingly. One of the biggest mistakes I find that women make is that they just guess at their health. Oh, I'll just start taking this, I'll start taking that, because I heard or I read it was good. But I firmly believe that you have to have measurable results so that you can really monitor your health properly.
I think that's really important too, because now in the information age where so much stuff is available for us, people say, oh, you know, I may be deficient in iodine, so I think I'm just going to pump that up. And one place I see it a lot is iron. Women just start taking iron thinking, well, I'm still menstruating, so I must need it. But that's not always the case, and they don't understand that things can be harmful as well if they're overdoing.
Correct. Another good food for cancer-free breast would be cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables are extremely high in what we call indole-3-carbinol, I3C, which that helps to methylate and to break down the aggressive estrogens in the body. And you can also do supplementation with that, where you have the DIM, D-I-M, and the I3C together. That's a great way to help prevent that estrogen buildup. Garlic is extremely beneficial. Spirulina, medicinal mushrooms, melatonin is extremely beneficial. It's not just beneficial for sleep, but it also is classified as a cytotoxic hormone, which literally kills breast cancer cells, boosts your immune system, and prevents the spread and the malignancy of cancer.
That's very interesting. Is melatonin something that can be safely taken for long periods of time? Because I know women, as they approach menopause, they want to, their sleep is being interrupted. They're not sleeping well. They get on melatonin, but they're afraid that if they get on it, they're going to have to stay on it forever. Is that true? And are there any negative side effects from being on melatonin for a long period of time?
The studies that I've read when it comes to using melatonin as a support for your sleep, as well as support while you're going through a healing journey, show us that it's a very beneficial nutrient to have or therapy to use. Most of us have calcified pineal glands because of all the fluoride and the chlorides in the water, and so we're producing very little melatonin. And I've seen that with the saliva tests that I do for women that are having problems sleeping. Their melatonin is just bottoming out. And so supplementing is something that they probably need to do. Is this something that you would have to take for the rest of your life? If you want to sleep, maybe. I don't really have an answer to that. I know I've taken it for years without any side effects.
Well, I take it too, and it is absolutely magic for me. And to know that it's helping me protect my body from cancer is even better.
That's right.
Dr. V, I think we're going to take another break right now. And when we return, we're going to talk about the choices that women have when they have breast cancer, the choices that they can make regarding healing their bodies. Stay tuned.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you ready for a real, fact-based show about alternative and natural approaches to health? Listen for Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Drs. Jim and Janine Fox. we're not about the latest health fads. We're about proven methods from real patients and real situations. Each week's show is an eye-opening look behind the scenes of real health. Live Healthy, Be Healthy can be heard live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food. Lori would love to hear your questions and comments regarding the show. Please send your emails to info@lightenupwithlori.com. That's info@lightenupwithlori.com. Once again, here's Lori Hibbard.
Welcome back to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food, and our guest today, Dr. V. Our topic is healing breast cancer naturally. So, Dr. V, let's talk about a woman who's been diagnosed with breast cancer. Can you tell us about the traditional form of treatment and the effects that it has on the body, in addition to the side effects that we can actually see when somebody's going through this?
Well, the traditional treatments, as we all know, are, you know, chemotherapy, radiation, and sometimes surgery. Surgery at times may be needed if the tumor load is very large and the mass is, you know, critical. That's one of the benefits, the side effects, I guess, of the surgery. But if you have surgery or a biopsy, you have to realize that it's going to spread a lot of the malignant cancer cells throughout your body. So there's things that you can do to prepare for that. Something called MCP, or modified citrus pectin, has been shown to make the cancer cells less sticky, so that it causes less malignancy in the body to happen as a result of the surgery. Secondly, let's talk about chemotherapy. There was a study done at the University of Sydney, Australia, in the oncology department, and they looked at 22 various cancers in America and in Australia when it came to chemotherapy, and their conclusion was that chemotherapy had a success rate of 2.1% on average on the effects of cancer. So those aren't very good statistics.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of chemotherapy is to poison the cancer cells. Let's kill the cancer cells. But what they aren't looking at is, why are the cancer cells so resistive? Because that's the nature of cancer, and we can explain that later if you'd like me to. And then secondly, they're not allowing the person to look at what caused the cancer to develop in the first place. When you develop cancer, your body's already sick. You don't get sick because you have cancer. You're already sick, and that's what allowed the cancer to grow. So to give a very toxic poison to an already sick body with a compromised immune system just does not make sense to me. And then the third thing is radiation. Again, you know, the idea of radiation is to shrink the tumor, which you may do. You may shrink the mass, but you're not affecting the circulating tumor cells in the body, and you're actually creating very resistive breast cancer stem cells, or baby cancer cells, basically. And I was looking for the percentage of increase in cancer. I couldn't find it before we started talking, but there's a huge increase in creating more cancers and more tumors in the future after you have radiation. And when you look at statistically, you know, they use a 5-year survival rate. So you may be dead one day after, you know, the fifth year, and they're still going to count you as part of the survival rate. But if they would take those numbers beyond 10 years, I would have to say that their numbers, the numbers that they use, would be very, very low, because inevitably, unless you change the cause of what allowed the cancer to develop, the chances are you developing cancer again through traditional treatments is very high.
Right. And what about a woman who has undergone chemo and radiation? Does that affect her ability to have such treatment again if, you know, later in her life she develops another kind of cancer? Can she still have that? Is that still an option for her to have chemo or radiation again?
It is. I mean, that's what the, you know, medical doctors would typically recommend. Yes, because that's the avenue, that's the tools that they have, and that's what they know.
But if a woman wants to heal her body with less toxic methods, what are some of her choices? I know you've got lots to say about that.
Many, many choices. And I do want to say also about traditional treatments. I work with women that are doing traditional treatments, but at the same time, they want to support their body with, you know, gentler healing methods as well, and help them get through traditional treatment. So I honor and respect the choices that women make when it comes to healing their body. You know, some women want surgery right away, some women want to do radiation. You know, it's whatever feels right for them. And then I help them to bridge that gap to make sure that those effects are minimized.
And thank you for saying that, because I think some people would view what we're talking about today as being, you know, we're zealots, being crazy about going the other way. But for people who choose to go the traditional way, because it's just ingrained in them, they're looking for support and help. What are other things that I can do to support my body while I'm going through this? So.
Great. Absolutely.
Point.
And it's about balance. It's about saving your life and doing whatever it takes. And when it comes to chemotherapy, the good news is there is a form of chemotherapy called IPT, insulin potentiating therapy, in which you only use 10% of the dose of the chemo. And the theory behind it is because cancer cells have more insulin receptor sites on their cell membranes compared to healthy cells, and they love sugar. Cancer cells feed on sugar. They use only 10% of the chemo, and the cancer cells gobble it up because it's hooked with glucose and insulin. So it goes into the cell much more quickly than the regular chemotherapy, where they're trying to overdose and bombard the body with loads and loads of toxins. And so chemotherapy in that instance can be very effective.
All right. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about some less toxic methods that can help women.
Okay. There are many, and we could spend a whole afternoon discussing them. But, you know, I do want to state that everything that we've talked about and everything that I mentioned is based on science, and that's one of the things I really pride myself in with my book. There's over 500 references to published studies, so that what you're hearing is based on science and fact, and it's not just New Age fluff and medicine. But there are studies that have shown that these things actually work. So let's talk about bloodroot, for example. Bloodroot is an herb, and it's the name bloodroot comes from its roots. They're blood red, but the substance in the bloodroot herb is called sanguinarene, and that is what I call a form of herbal chemotherapy. It literally kills cancer cells without affecting healthy cells in your body. But you have to be careful when you use it, because it is an emetic and can cause vomiting. So any of these therapies and remedies, you know, don't try to figure this out on your own. Work with a licensed healthcare practitioner who has experience with these types of things. Another thing that women can do is something called high doses of proteolytic enzymes. Enzymes are an extremely important part of healing cancer. because cancer cells have a very thick fibrous coating on their cell membrane, which is why, you know, traditional doctors want to use a lot of heavy, you know, toxins to try to penetrate that coating. But what the enzymes do is they weaken that carbohydrate and protein shell and allows the cancer cell to be more vulnerable to the immune system. There's something called salicylic. The oral version of it is called oracil. And oracil is basically a glyconutrient, and we know cancer cells love sugar. And so it's a nutrient that's gobbled up into the cancer cells, and once inside the cancer cell, it shuts off an enzyme called NAGLase. NAGLase is produced by cancer cells, and guess what it does? It puts your immune system to sleep. The macrophages that eat up the unhealthy cells literally puts your immune system to sleep. And so what this oracil does is it stops the production of the NAGLase from the cancer cells. The immune system wakes up and says, well, holy cow, look what we have here, and they go to work. Another great product is medicinal mushrooms, you know, things like chaga, very, very potent anti-cancer therapies and, you know, things that work. Poly-MVA. Poly-MVA is a liquid vitamin supplement that is very high in palladium and a trace mineral, which basically what it does is it changes the oxygenation and the electrical pattern of cancer cells, because cancer cells don't like oxygen and they have a specific electrical charge, and the poly-MVA helps to disarm that. Hemp. Let's talk about hemp. Cannabis oil, the CBD in the hemp, extremely potent, anti-cancer, kills breast cancer cells, prevents the formation of blood flow to the tumors, boosts your immune system. I mean, the list goes on and on. And the hemp that I recommend, which you can find on my website, is a type of hemp that is bred for very high CBD but low THC. The THC is the part, the chemical that gives you that high. So working mothers, you know, or working women and mothers at home can take this CBD oil without feeling like they're high all the time. But it's, you know, that's extremely potent. You know, garlic, vitamin C, vitamin D, all those things that we talked about are very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I mean, there are lots of things that we can do. And we are coming up on taking a short break, but in the next segment, I'd like for you to talk about your seven essentials and why you consider them the foundation for creating vibrant health. So if you could just give us a brief introduction to that, and then when we come back, we can get into that a little more.
Okay. Seven essentials are basically seven simple steps that if you follow, you never have to fear cancer or any dis-ease for that matter.
Okay. That's I am looking forward to you talking about that. And so when we come back for our break, we will be talking about that. You're listening to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food today with our guest, Dr. Véronique de Saulnier. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections featuring Dr. Adam Rubinstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty. You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with, and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubinstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
are listening to Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food. Lori would love to hear your questions and comments regarding the show. Please send your emails to info@lightenupwithlori.com. That's info@lightenupwithlori.com. Once again, here's Lori Hibbard.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about healing breast cancer naturally. And we're going to continue on with Dr. V's essentials, the seven essentials for creating a healthy body. So, Dr. V.
Okay, so let's get started. Seven easy steps. Essential number one is to let food be your medicine. And I think your listeners are very much aware of the effect of food. And to simplify it, because people ask me all the time, what's the best way to eat to prevent or heal cancer? Basically, you want to look at your diet as medicine. Anything you put in your body is either feeding your body or feeding the cancer. So you have that choice. You make that choice. Try to eat 80% raw and try to eat foods that are more on the alkaline side and avoid, obviously, non-foods, junk food, all the bad oils, etc. Essential number two is to reduce your toxic exposure. We talked a little bit about that. But when you look at the environment from a macro level down to the micro level inside your body, you know, look at all the chemicals that you may be exposed to and what you can do to reduce those. Start using natural cleaning products. Get rid of all that stuff that's under your kitchen sink that's toxic. Don't use artificial candles. Use candles that have essential oils. Don't put anything toxic on your skin, in your mouth. If you just change your traditional toothpaste from a toxic one to a healthy one, I know here in the States it says in small print, call Poison Control Center if swallowed. Now, why would you want to put that in your mouth?
Oh, so, exactly.
You know, it's little things like that that you can do. And detoxify your body with coffee enemas, liver flushes, infrared saunas, exercise, all that. Essential number three is to balance your energy. We are electrical beings, and we're 1 billionth physical matter. The rest is all energy. And so it's important to balance that electricity in our body. First way is through chiropractic care to make sure that your central nerve system, which is the master computer of your body that controls every function from your immune system to your blood cells to your bowels, everything, using gentle chiropractic techniques to make sure that that's balanced. Acupuncture to balance the acupuncture meridian system. Balance your hormones, which we talked about. You can do that through a simple saliva test. Make sure you're getting proper sleep. I mean, we talked a little bit about that. Sleep is extremely important. Exercise. According to the American Cancer Society, if you walk 35 to 45 minutes every day, you will greatly minimize your risk of developing or reoccurring breast cancer. So those are things you can do to balance your energy. Essential number four is a huge one that I overlooked. It's about healing the emotional wounds. Because if you keep doing the things you've always done, you're going to get the same results. We have to learn how to manage our stress. We have to learn how to be happy and joyful and really live a vibrant life. We know that our immune system is indirectly connected to our emotional center in the brain, the limbic center. And when our thoughts and our feelings are dark and angry and resentful, then it's going to suppress our immune system. In fact, our thoughts and feelings actually affect our DNA expression, and that's been proven through scientific studies. So healing your wounds is extremely, extremely important. Essential number five is to embrace biological dentistry. Our teeth are living entities that are connected to our organs through the acupuncture meridian system. So if there's a hunk of metal in your tooth that is 50% mercury, it's going to release very toxic vapors, but it's also going to affect that meridian that that tooth is sitting on. So for example, for breast cancer, if you count from the front tooth and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fourth and fifth teeth on the top are directly linked to the breast. And I've found over and over and over the years, especially when I was doing bioenergetic testing, that there was a strict correlation with the amalgams and the organ that it was affecting. And then root canals. 93% of women who have root canals also have breast cancer. And so a root canal is like having a dead gallbladder or a dead appendix in your body. No matter how aseptic they try to make it, it's going to release toxic bacteria and toxins from that. I'm sorry, the word just escaped me. At the base of the root, there's going to be a pocket of anaerobic bacteria that's going to release a lot of toxins. And so for that reason, make sure that you discuss your health with a biological dentist, a certified dentist, to make sure that you clean up all that mess in your mouth, because that makes a big difference. We talked about essential number 6, repairing with therapeutic plants. And the last one, essential number 7, is the key to prevention, is very early detection. Excuse me. We know that it takes 5 to 8 years for a lump or a bump to appear in the body. So wouldn't you rather know that you were developing cancer when it's the size of a pinhead, or only 2 million cells versus trillions of cells in the body? How do we do that? Well, one of the tools that we have is thermography. Thermography is a test, a visual test. It's a camera that reads the infrared heat coming off the body, and it can measure, it can show us where the inflammation is. It can show us if there's fibrocystic issues. It can show us if there's a vascular pattern that's feeding a tumor. It cannot diagnose cancer, but it can give us a beautiful image of the physiology and the physiological changes that are going on in the breast, or for any area in the body, actually. So thermography can detect changes at a very, very early stage when it's very, very small, compared to 5 to 8 years by the time you see it on a mammogram. There are specific blood tests that you can do that measure hormone production, enzyme production of the cancer cells. You can also do a test called the Oncoblot test, which can determine if you have cancer and where, when it's only 2 million cells in your body. So there's a lot that can be done to prevent and to check for reoccurrence. A big mistake that women make is that they don't test the results. You have to have measurable results to make sure that you're moving in the right direction.
All of this, I mean, these are amazing steps, and I really encourage people to get your book and read about it, because there's so much good information in there. But because there's so much information, so much to consider, how do people get started with this? You know, where does one start?
The best place to start is to get my book, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally.
Absolutely.
Go to Amazon, start reading about it. Go to my website, breastcancerconqueror.com. There's the 7 essentials are on there. I've been blogging for almost 3 years now, and there's a load of information on there that would really help. I also post a lot of things on Facebook. You can find me there. So that's a good place to start. And for some women, they may want to get some personalized coaching, some targeted approach. And so I do have coaching programs where you can work with me for an hour, or you can work with me for 6 months, whatever your needs are.
But I think for most people, a very simple place to start is with food. You know, like changing what you were talking about, the first one is let food be your medicine, and becoming very aware of what you're putting in your body, whether you have cancer or whether you want to prevent cancer. And I think that's another important distinction to be made too. Can you tell us about who your clients are? Are they primarily people who have cancer, or are they fighting cancer, or want to prevent?
It's kind of a mix. I would have to say that it's mostly women that have been through the cancer journey. They're survivors and thrivers and never want to go through that again. And it's also women that are on the healing journey. I do work with some women that want to prevent, but I think our whole medical system is geared to not so much prevention. It's geared towards, you know, deal with the problem when you have it. And so, but more and more women are becoming aware, you know, they're testing their hormones, they're doing some early prevention things, which is great.
And I think the other thing too is that a lot of people don't want to deal with it until it becomes a problem. So like you say, it's not, we're not focused on prevention. We are focused on, and that's what the traditional Western allopathic medicine is. It's reacting as opposed to taking preventative action. So, It's the time is now for people to be looking after their health and doing what you can to prevent cancer in the first place.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
So can you give us your website and how people can get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch with me is just to go to my website, breastcancerconqueror.com. My email address is drv@breastcancerconqueror.com. And you can find me on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been fabulous, and I still have lots of questions that I could be asking you and that you could be sharing with our listeners, but we've run out of time. Thank you again. And as always, to my listeners, thank you for tuning in. Please continue sending me your questions and comments at info@lightenupwithlaurie.com. Until we meet again, simplify your eating, nourish your spirit, and enrich your life. Have a great day, and thanks again, Dr. V.
Thank you, Laurie. I appreciate you sharing my message of hope with your audience.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining Laurie Hibbard this week. Be sure to tune in for another edition of Nutritional Wellness Beyond Food next Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for a better understanding of your good health.